KSL News Time is now 6:09, our first check of triple team traffic on a Friday morning. Good morning, Andy Farnsworth.
Good morning, Brian. Very wet road conditions throughout Salt Lake County this morning. Already got a crash on the southbound side of I-215 right after the 4700 south on-ramp in Taylorsville heading down towards the Redwood Road exit. We've also got a broken power line apparently on California Avenue near 215 in Salt Lake City on the west side. Main line of I-15, not seeing any real backups yet, but again, with road conditions as bad as they are, we'll see slowing earlier than usual, Eric.
And we're hearing that it's very wet in Provo Canyon if you're heading on US 189 from the Provo-Orem area out to Heber City or vice versa. I-80 also wet as you head through the mountains towards Park City, so you're going to have reduced speeds there. Down in Utah County, I-15 is actually rolling along at pretty normal speeds despite the roads of Springville up to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
Not seeing any delays on southbound I-15 coming through Weber and Davis counties, but the roads are very wet. The rain continues to fall at a steady pace, and it's starting to puddle up on many places on I-15 and US 89, so you want to slow down your speeds for caution. Add a good 5 minutes to your commute into Salt Lake, and it looks like we're going to have some snow falling on I-84 through Weber Canyon as well. This Friday at Fort Union Deseret Book, meet Steve Young and get a signed copy of his new book, QB, My Life Behind the Spiral. Friday, 4 to 7, Fort Union Deseret Bookstore. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.